I'm just saying, bro, episode 105. I'm Earl.
I'm Stop. Y'all know that spill. Go to that YouTube page, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell so y'all the first to all our videos. Mm-hmm. Now, I know y'all know what's going on, so we not about to waste y'all time with no crazy long intro. I don't got time for the crazy long intros. Bro, they know where we at. I'm just saying, bro, podcast. Search us up. But, bro, we got to get into it, man, because y'all know the price done went up. It done went up.
It skyrocketed, if you ask me.
It done went up. And as a Sixers fan, I'm feeling myself right now. So excuse me if I'm a little loud or, you know, if I'm a little extra. But I'm feeling good. And you know why I'm feeling good? Simply because of what my brother just said to me.
Price went up.
He's going.
Price skyrocketed. Guess who's going?
He's going.
Guess who's going? We ain't even going to talk about who we got yet, but guess who's going?
He's going. Listen. If y'all listen to us, if you've ever listened to us, you know it's been a long time coming, man. Come on, bro. Like, as a Sixers fan, this is the best thing that could have possibly happened. Us getting rid of him, not going to say his name, for a superstar. This is exactly what you do.
A bona fide superstar.
An MVP. Mm-hmm. Former MVP, excuse me. Mm-hmm. Former MVP. Mm-hmm. And don't get it twisted. Just last season, he was in the MVP race.
Mm-hmm. Before he got hurt.
Don't get it twisted. If you watch basketball, you would know that. And you would know he was in the MVP race. So The fact that we got James Harden. Bro, I'm not going to lie to you. Going into the, you know, the whole process about him wanting to be traded and all that. You know who that guy is. Going into the whole process, bro, I never... Yo.
That was good.
What's up, bro?
Introduce yourself, bro. You already know you hopped in, so you got to introduce yourself again.
Y'all already know it's the resident Ram fan. NFC West, NFC champs. What's going on with y'all fellas?
Right now, though, We're going to get into y'all in a second, but we talking about
the Sixers. Yeah, big move, huh?
This is what we talk about big right move. Now. We not big talking. Move. We ain't talking about the Rams right about now, but I know you got something to say about it too. I know you watch, bro. But as I was saying, Earl, though, listen. Us getting Harden, that changes everything. It changes everything. Now, my expectations coming into this season was, all right, hey, man, maybe Eastern Conference Finals. Maybe if Ben Simmons plays, who knows if the dude going to play? Who knows how everything going to play out? Who knows? I'll be happy we get to the second round of the play. Whatever. You feel what I'm saying? Now, like I said, the price then went up. Like, now it's like, I'm expecting to go to the championship. Like, I'm expecting us to be in the Eastern Conference Finals, to say the least. Like, I'm expecting us to be there. We got to be there. If we're not there, disappointment. What was the point? What was the point of doing it? What was the point of making that trade? Now, don't get it twisted, because I believe we're going to get there. To the Eastern Conference Finals. I wouldn't say... I think we're going to get to the chip. I'm relaxed. I'm a Sixers fan, diehard Sixers fan, but I'm going to relax. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be realistic now at the end of the day, because we know it's still some hitters out there. Like, I like Miami. I like the Bucks. They are the defending champs. They do have
Giannis. Get out of here with that Miami shit, bro. Not feeling Miami.
I don't think Miami's going to be up there.
They not legit, bro.
I'm just trying to be devil's advocate as much as I can be, bro. I'm just saying, you know me, Earl. You know what I'm doing. You know what I'm doing. But I'm just saying, like, I'm a little disappointed that we had to give up Seth. I'm not going to lie to you. That was the only part of the trade that I and we gave up two firsts. Now the the one next year or whatever the case may be, like, I'm not really worried about that because we're going to be good. That, you got to get lucky with that pick. But the one further out, 2027, 2028, Harden probably not going to be playing. Who knows if Harden's still going to be playing for us at that time. So you know what I'm saying? So that might end up backfiring. But at the same time, if we end up getting a championship out of that, I'll take that. I'll take that. But that's what it is for me. As a Sixers fan, as a diehard Sixers fan, it's championship or bust. Point blank, period. These next 2 to 3 years, if we don't get a championship, it wasn't worth nothing. The process, all that, it wasn't worth nothing. I can't believe we got James Harden. I'm going to let you take the floor, bro, because I've been talking for a second. I'm gonna let you take the floor, bro. Go ahead, bro.
I don't want to scream on camera because I was kind of hype. I kind of had planned to scream. I don't want to hurt my shoulder either, but I'm just glad that this bum ass nigga is gone. Benjamin Simmons, you do not get the J, my brother. Benjamin Simmons, he is gone. I don't care that he went to Brooklyn. I don't care that he playing with KD and Kyrie. That don't scare me. That don't put no fear in my heart. I don't care about none of that. That bum-ass dude is gone. I've been asking for him to be gone for about 4 years now. I was 23 when I started asking for this nigga to be gone. Mm. Now 27, and he's just now gone. I knew it after the first season that this boy was a plug. Nobody wanted to listen to me, though. Rightfully so. I mean, you know, you take your time with your number one pick. But you could tell season after season he was not growing, and he's not going to grow in Brooklyn either. All right, yeah, everybody think maybe he wasn't doing this and this and that because he wanted to work his way out of Philly, so he's going to go to Brooklyn and be all different. You don't grow a heart overnight, bro. I don't want to hear none of that. You don't just gain a heart overnight. You don't gain balls overnight. You still talking to a therapist to try to get you ready to play in Brooklyn. What do you think the Brooklyn fans are going to say to you? You think New York is that much different than Philly? If you underperforming, they're going to say the same thing to you. The radio station's going to say the same thing, bro. So you better get ready. You better keep that therapist on speed dial, my brother. I wish you the best of luck, but you better keep that therapist on speed dial, my brother.
Him going from Philly to New York, I just feel like
it's the same thing.
Hey, bro, like, what do you think is going
to
be?
And then if he'd have went to LA with LeBron, it would have been the same thing, too. It don't make a difference. Anywhere you want to go, you was going to get the same ridicule if you did not get better, my brother. So I wish you the best of luck. I'm not trying to make fun of mental health or nothing, but I just think it was mighty odd when the mental health came up. That's all I'm going to say. It was very it was immaculate timing. It was immaculate timing. He probably, when he played Madden, he probably hit the field goal right in the middle every time. He get 100% every time because his timing is perfect. His timing is immaculate. But look, this is the last thing I'm going to say. Shout out to Drummond and Seth. Y'all played big roles for us. Drummond was a board machine. Seth did his thing in the playoffs last year.
Thanks.
Honestly, I don't care that we gave y'all two up. I don't give a fuck. As long as we got to keep Maxi and Thibault, I don't care. Y'all can have it.
Yeah, that was a bit,
I'm very happy big. With the way we got the trade done. I do not that care. Peace out, Seth. I love you, but sometimes, my brother, you are very inconsistent. Drummond is exactly what Brooklyn needed, so that's a big piece for them. But we still got to think about the thing of you can't play Drummond and Ben on the floor at the same time.
Facts.
So who the fuck, like, I don't know. Ben got to play center for they lineup to put any fair.
Or he got to play with Claxton because Claxton is the oop guy. So if he play with Claxton, I mean, maybe that lineup. No, it will work. I know it would have worked with him, KD, Claxton, Kyrie, whatever the case may be. It's just how they play it. Whether they going to put Joe Harris, Patty Mills, Seth, they got some shooting. Like, honestly, as a Sixers fan, like, I honestly was with those people that felt like it was kind of like a 50-50 trade. Like, I don't feel like nobody won this trade. I feel like we both got what we needed. Like, dead ass. Like, I feel like nobody, like, got the upper hand. I kind of Brooklyn a little bit because they got those two first. But the Seth and the Drummond, like, I love Seth and I love Drummond, but Drummond always get cooked. Every time he come in the game, if it's a good big man or whatever the case may be, or a good backup big man, he always get cooked because he's always undersized. At the end of the day, he's going to get his boards. We all know that. And he playmates, too. That's another thing about Drummond's game that he upgraded that I didn't expect him to upgrade, but it's not that much of a loss. Like, we'll be fine.
They got 2 point centers in the trade is what you telling me?
Yeah. No, they got a point center and a point forward.
Yeah, if you want to say that, yeah, that's exactly what they got. So, well, if you put it like that, then hell yeah, we won the trade. But
man, I'm not scared of these.
I can't believe we didn't give up none of our young pieces.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, y'all about none of that.
Y'all shouldn't be because y'all kept Thybulle. I mean, Thybulle's that defensive dude for y'all. Like, that's y'all wanted to keep him all along. Y'all wanted to keep Maxey. I think keeping them two was big. So, like, I don't think the Seth and Drummond thing is really going to affect y'all. The only thing y'all really lose is, like, a shooter. And, I mean, I don't know if y'all heard, but there's, like, rumors about J.J. Redick coming out of retirement to play, like, a one-year deal with the Sixers or something like that. I don't know how much truth is to that, but
they, you know, better we not.
I mentioned in a group chat, Earl, that Golden State would probably be the best spot for him because he don't have to worry about shooting. He just needs to D up. And, you know, the Nets are probably the same thing. Like, I mean, the Nets aren't the shooters that, you know, Steph and Clay and all them boys are, but they got shooters. Like, I mean, Harris is a little inconsistent, but when he's on, he's on. KD's arguably one of the best shooters ever. Patty Mills could shoot the lights out. So, like, I think he's in a similar situation. I think if the Nets can stay healthy, I mean, that hasn't been proven yet. And, I mean, you're not going to get Kyrie a lot in the playoffs if he's playing just away games. So, they in the play-in right now. I don't see them getting home field advantage in anything, which will probably benefit them because Kyrie will play the away games for them.
Right.
But the question for them is health. Like, if they're healthy, I honestly don't think anybody's going to beat them. It's crazy to say, but, you know, the Sixers got to – I mean, we got to see how Harden and Embiid going to work out. Like, that's what I'm interested in seeing. Like,
but listen, you don't think that pick and roll going to be the most dangerous pick and roll
It probably will. It probably will be. Like, I was really big on why they turned down – like, there's no reason why they should have turned down that Kings offer that they got for Halliburton, Buddy Hield, and Harrison Barnes.
I didn't think that the Halliburton was going to go.
I said that the Kings should have dealt De'Aaron Fox, if anything. Halliburton will be too nice. Like, they should have built around him instead of De'Aaron Fox.
About Davion Mitchell, though. They still had Davion Mitchell, and I think they got a lot of faith in him because he's the better defender.
Yeah, but, like, man, listen, James Harden and Embiid probably going to work out really well together, but you're going to have to get – you're going to have to get a different James Harden in the playoffs. Like, he can't just go disappearing like he does all the time for the Sixers to even make it, like, far.
Hear me out, though. Even if he does disappear, you've been watching Embiid play?
I mean, Embiid's playing MVP level, 100%.
Okay.
What happens when y'all go up against Milwaukee? Like, ain't nothing changed to the game in Milwaukee. They still got Giannis. They still got Chris Middleton. They still got Drew, who can
their weakness is, though? They don't have no big man.
Yeah, but Brooke traded for a big man.
Brooke hasn't been playing. Bobby Portis has been playing their center. And yeah, even when, like, Brooke playing, he can't guard and beat. So who's going to guard and beat?
I feel like they just traded for a big man, though. Like, I mean, maybe nobody, like, great, but, I mean.
They picked up Greg Monroe. And you might be right, though. They traded Dante DiVincenzo for somebody.
For somebody, yeah. Like, I know they traded away a shooter for somebody. I still don't think, in the end, Giannis a freak for real. Like, the dude is just playing out of his – he's playing at a level right now that – I mean, Joel Embiid's playing at this level because he has to play at this level for them to keep winning. Like, Giannis could take a game – not take a game off per se, but he could take – he can have a silent 26-3 game and the Bucks still winning. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I still think Milwaukee. I still think Milwaukee's the cream of the crop in the East. Milwaukee might. I mean, Phoenix looks nice now, but we saw what happened in last year in the finals. I think Milwaukee's still the team to beat. To be honest, like, aside from the fact that they the champs, they're just too deep. Like, they got shooters. They could play defense. Yeah, they can't defend the big man. But how many good big men are there in the East right now? Embiid.
Yeah, that's the point. We have the only big man in the East that can like he's literally nobody can guard him.
Didn't Giannis win a defensive player of the year? I mean, I'm pretty sure Giannis can D him up. Like, I mean, it's still like that's a great matchup to see. Like, don't listen, Tom,
I know you're a gambling man, right?
Maybe I just love Giannis too. I love Giannis's game.
Like, yes, you do. Because I'll take that bet with you, brother.
I love Giannis.
You're a gambling man. If you think that Giannis can guard Embiid, I will take that bet with you. I would tell you that Embiid will strap. I mean, not strap him, but he will cook him, bro. Like, Giannis has. And
I don't know.
Look
man.
Back on the history. Go back and look at the history, bro. Even when Giannis plays against Embiid, he straps him.
But Giannis, I just can't pick against Giannis right now. Like, I think the East is between Milwaukee, Philly, and the Nets. But the Nets' biggest question is they got to stay healthy. If KD can't stay healthy, if Kyrie gonna keep, you know, on his little thing about just playing away games because he's not welcome in the stadium, not being vaccinated or whatnot, that's cool. That's your choice. But like, you just putting your team at a disadvantage for real. Cause even look at Kyrie, like when he came back, like how many bets we lost because Kyrie couldn't score the ball. He's not able to find that rhythm that he needs to stay in, and that's just gonna hurt him come playoff time. Honestly, like Ben ain't gonna do too much for you because Ben don't even want to dunk over Trae Young. You think Ben is gonna want to shoot the ball to take over? You know, to he's just going to kick it out to Patty Mills or inconsistent Joe Harris, and then – or KD's going to have to take over a game. And KD – I mean, I think KD can take over games constantly and then win, but not when you got, like, the size Milwaukee has. Who – I mean, okay, you think Thibodeau sticking KD? Like, that's going to be rough. Like, I mean, he probably can, but it's KD, dog. It's a 6'10", like – pure shooter. Like,
are we doubling KD and leaving Ben wide open? You know what's
the point?
Listen, you don't have to guard me. Like, we can March literally 10th. Strap KD. We can do that.
We can put Danny Green and fucking Matisse Thybulle on it, or whoever our second best defender is, and put him on KD and leave Ben Simmons by himself. Let him do what he wanted to do. Run into Embiid.
I want to see what the lineups are going to be on March 10th because I think I want to go to that game. That's when Brooklyn come to Philly. I think I want to go to that.
Game? I thought we was at
they, nah, I think they play. I'm pretty sure they play in Philly.
Ben not going to play.
I don't think Ben's going to play either, to be honest with you. I think Ben's going to take the night off. He's going to have some sort of injury. Fact. Like, Ben ain't trying to see Embiid. Like, you could tell Embiid was done with him, like, after a while. Like, he made a comment just last week, like, I don't get paid to babysit Tyrese Maxey. I get paid to help him get better. Like, and that's what I like. That's why I like Embiid. Like, Embiid, the process was always Embiid. Like, yeah. Don't get it twisted. Like, Ben Simmons became a part of the process, but the process was always Embiid. Mm-hmm. Like, they sat Embiid for 2 years straight because they knew, like, they want to get him to fully healthy, no issues, no nothing, get him in shape. Because mm-hmm. when he came out, he was – you just couldn't stop the kid. You can't stop him now.
Hey, Earl, I'm not going to lie. I didn't believe in him at first.
I mean, I knew Embiid was going to be good. Like,
Earl tried
good.
To tell
he
me.
Was good. He was good in Kansas. It was Kansas, was it?
He was the one who was hooping. I was watching the tournament looking for Andrew Wiggins, and all I seen was Embiid.
And B was nice and like he was dominant. And when he came out, his only question was his health. Like, could he stay healthy? And the Sixers knew, like, Sam Presti, was it Sam Presti who was the whole started the process thing? Yeah. He drafted him and was,
not Sam Presti.
It was he's from the Thunder. What's his Sam something?
What the fuck is that name? Sam Hinkie.
Hinkie. He drafted him and they knew he was gonna sit. They thought he was gonna sit just for the year, and then they sat up for 2 years, and that's when Sam was just like, listen, trust the process. Like, and when that process started coming out, like it was good. Like, and B was dominant. That's who he wanted them to be. It's who they wanted him to turn into playing. And it like now, look at him. Like he's MVP level. Arguably should have won MVP last year. Facts. Probably gonna win it this year if he keeps playing the way he is.
Facts.
Because James Harden's only gonna make that better. Like, I just don't know. James Harden, another one though. Can he stay healthy? I think he was playing the whole injury game in Brooklyn because he wanted out.
Yeah, that was cap.
Yeah, you know, I think that was all cap.
Yeah, we'll see what it comes to. But if James Harden can stay healthy, he loses weight, he stays away from the strip club in Philly. James and him would be, you know, I thought Tyrese and Embiid would turn into like a deadly 1-2 combo in the East. Like James Harden and Embiid probably gonna be that's gonna be nice. Like I just don't see anybody, like you said, stopping that pick and roll. You gotta keep someone on James, because if you don't switch and you just try and go around the pick, James just gonna shoot it. Like he's smart enough to see, all right, he's gonna go around it, I'm gonna just pull up. Mm-hmm. You switch, then now you got Embiid on a point guard or on a shoot. So
that's nothing you could do.
Is Doc Rivers gonna play them the way they should be played?
I hate Doc.
We know how Doc is.
That's the question. But I mean,
they can coach themselves at this point. Like it's almost like I saw a Warriors game the other day, and they was just smacking somebody around. And Steve Kerr was on the bench just like chilling, having conversation with the team, with the coaches. Like,
has he not been doing that his whole coaching career though?
Let's
be honest.
That's because you trust these players to just do their thing. I think Doc just needs to trust Embiid and Joel and B and James to do their thing. Do you move Maxey to the bench and start Thibault so you kind of start some defense? And to start the game, or do you bring Maxey out and have him kind of play that point guard and have I don't even know. Like, is James Earl, a point or kind of play?
Yo, I was just talking to my homie about that, Tondo. And I was just talking to my homie, and he was like, he would move Tyrese to the bench because now we don't have no ball handler on the bench. And it's like, I don't want Korkmaz or Shake Milton being the second ball handler for our second unit, whatever the case may be. But I also want Tyrese to play that two role. But I was listening to somebody on ESPN. It was like when Tyrese was a rookie, he ain't had a ball in his hand or whatever the case may be. He didn't look like how he looked now. You know what I'm saying? And now you're taking the ball out of his hand. So you take the ball out of his hand. What is that going to do as far as his development as a player? Like, is that going to mess him up? Is he going to keep
going? I don't think it does anything, because you got him learning now from Harden. I mean, aside from his playoff inconsistencies, the regular season Harden is nice when he's healthy. Like, he's good. He's one of the best ball handlers in the league. He's a triple-double machine. You got Tyrese now coming off the bench, learning from Harden. You got Thibault on the floor playing defense. You just need to get the best out of Danny Green. Danny Green has to start shooting with confidence. Like he's lost his confidence in like that year with the Lakers where he was like just shooting the lights out. He came to Philly and like lost that confidence. I don't know what it was, but he gets that confidence back. Danny Green's always been a kind of a sharpshooter type dude. Maxey could shoot. Maxey can handle the ball. Thibault could shoot sometimes. And Embiid's working on his range from three. Tobias can work the three ball in a little bit. Tobias got the mid-range jumper. And Embiid controls the paint. The Sixers just need maybe another shooter on the bench. You look at the buyout market and see who's going to be bought out recently.
Man, we got our shooter, man. Isaiah Joe, man. He just
not. I mean, maybe. But said, that, I mean, I forgot.
Mambo, like that.
Someone mentioned, you know, who's going to be backing up and be at center. Not for nothing. It's going to sound crazy. I'm probably going to get beat up by y'all listeners. But Tristan Thompson don't want to play in Indiana. Like, he wants to be cut. He wants to be bought out or whatever.
I'm cool.
Pick him up for some depth so that Embiid gets his rest. I mean, what's the worst that can – I mean, you got Niang. Oh, I forgot George's Niang, right? Niang can shoot the lights out.
We got coming off Charles the bench. Bassey. You don't know nothing about him because you probably not a Sixers fan like that. And then we got a nigga named Paul Reed, who was the MVP.
Don't forget Tristan. When Tristan was in Boston – was it last year, the year before, or like a season or so before? He was doing all right from a rebounding and playing some D perspective. Not saying he's going to give you that all now, but you need like a solid 7-footer.
Listen, bro.
I mean, why not? He'll be cheap. He's got championship experience. Right where he at. You know, maybe, but when Embiid start breaking down towards the end of the season, it's going to be like, and Drummond was kind of that perfect mix for him because Embiid could facilitate a tiny bit. Drummond, like you said, is a nice facilitating center. He could pass the rock when he wants to. He's a rebounding machine. The Sixers is probably going to – I mean, Eastern Conference Finals is the floor for y'all at this point, right? I mean, you can't expect anything less than that.
Gotta be.
All we need is Doc to find the right rotations, bro.
Right. He can't be on his Frank Vogel type time, not knowing what the hell he's doing.
Nah, we ain't doing that.
Like Doc needs to be, you know, he don't need to be choking Clippers Doc, but he needs to be regular season Clippers Doc when he had rotations on lock and then they was doing art over there in the West.
Real rap. Yeah, Tobias playing like an all-star.
Yeah, right. Like he needs to get that type of play back, that type of rotation. You just have to find it. Like the Sixers. Now I mentioned Niang. Yeah, Isaiah Joe can shoot. Y'all got some shooters.
Man, we.
But Maxi definitely got. He's probably gonna have to go to the. He's probably gonna have to go to the bench, unless you want to have no defense on the floor because Harden not gonna play defense. Tobias could play defense. Joel could play a little bit of defense. I mean, a lot of D. I don't want to say a little bit, but he could play defense.
Oh, I don't know. Maxie got to buy into that because he is
he has to.
He better. You don't want it to hurt his confidence. He better with the ball in his hands, bro. He need to buy into that. Maybe he'll end up in the closing lineup with Harden, but for right now, you need to buy into that six man come off the bench and handle the rock. For real, for real. He needs to buy.
He are a spark off the bench, like off the rip. You already know. Come flashing. Come do what you do, yo. Go at it, everybody. Go, bro. You got the green light.
Seth was out. He blew up. He with 32 points in a game. It's like he got it. Like he could score. He's not scared to drive the lane. Not scared to do any of that. It's wild because he's what, 6'2"?
Yeah, bro.
And he's skinnier than Ben. Ben was a big body, and Ben ain't ever want to drive the lane. Like. It don't make sense, man. But, I mean, the Sixers got that cloud out from over him. Like, Ben was that cloud. Joel was fed up with it. And Joel tried to defend him for a long time. That's the crazy part. And it got to a point where Joel was like, you know what? Nah. But, I mean, he went to the best situation possible outside of Golden State, surrounded by a lot of shooters, arguably one of the greatest shooters ever. All you got to focus on is playing defense. Will Ben start shooting the ball in Brooklyn? Maybe.
He better not.
I mean, maybe, but then at that point, what happens when he's missing constantly? They put him at the free throw line. I wouldn't be surprised if they do like a hack of Ben his first game just to see if he still got it, like he's still confident in himself. I don't think mental health was ever an issue with him. I think he kind of played the mental health card, like, and that's going to be the issue too now is like, you weren't mentally ready to be around the Sixers, but now you all of a sudden mentally ready to go and play with the Nets. Like, I'm a big mental health kind of guy. Like, I'm a real advocate in that, like, for that. And, like, I think to use the mental health card was kind of, like, soft. Like, I think you should use something else. But, like, don't come out here and you be ready to join your team on the bench the day after you get traded.
Facts.
Like, almost like you celebrating. But, you know, that's the divas of the NBA, man. He learned from LeBron. Not that LeBron is a diva, as big a diva. But, you know, he learned from LeBron and the boys, Rich Paul. Rich Paul gets what he wants, and he got the trade that he wanted. I wish the Sixers would have shipped him off to Purgatory, honestly. Send him to the Kings or something stupid. I think that was the best deal for him, honestly. Like,
I wanted us to send him to the Kings so bad. Because
then you get back, like, Harrison Barnes, Buddy Hield, Tyrese, like, three shooters. Harrison could play both ways a little bit. Like, what? I think that would have been perfect for him.
That's just rumors, though, on what they possibly, you know, what could have went down. But speaking of that, bro, we got to get off the Sixers for a second and talk about just a couple of these other trades that was going on. Speaking of Tyrese, him going to the fucking Pacers, I did not think that was going to happen.
I think that was foul, like, on the Kings' part, honestly. Like,
that was out of pocket. That was out of pocket.
They're going to regret that. Not that Sabonis is a bad player. I like Sabonis. But they're going to regret that. Like, is Rashawn Holmes still with the Kings?
I think so. They traded Wagner, though.
I don't know how you play Sabonis and Rashawn Holmes if you were having trouble with Miles Turner and Sabonis. Like, I don't know how that's going to work out. But at the same time, I mean, maybe Rashawn Holmes kind of takes a back seat to Sabonis and he stays at the five and moves. I mean, Rashawn Holmes was never that big a center anyway. He was kind of playing – he was kind of a power forward playing center.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe he goes back to being that power forward. But that was weird to me. Like, I mean, I think for Indiana it works out. I didn't like them losing Caris LeVert, but I think he went to – probably the perfect situation right now.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, like Cleveland is that team. Cleveland might be that team.
You know what's funny, though? We talking about them right now and Tyrese Halliburton and all these niggas snapping right now for the Indiana right now. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
They was up 21 last time I looked.
They ain't cooking, though.
Yeah, I think that was a foul trade. They did him dirty. He didn't deserve that. He was, if anything, he was giving them life. Like, De'Aaron Fox, they wasn't playing well when De'Aaron Fox was running it. I mean, he had his games, but Tyrese was a playmaker.
What I tell you about Chris Duarte, how I felt about him, the Pacers didn't have to give him up, and now they got Tyrese Halliburton with Chris Duarte, bro. They going to be crazy, bro. They going to be a crazy little duo. Duarte got 18 and fucking Halliburton got 14 right now.
How many assists Halliburton got?
He got 5 assists right now. Duarte got 2. Buddy Hill got 6 assists, 11 points. Bro.
Listen, yeah, I mean,
Pacers won that trade, bro. They won
they
that
did. Trade. They definitely won that trade. And did they get picks from the Kings?
Oh, did they? I'm not sure.
If they got picks and they didn't get picks from him,
I'm not sure.
I mean, I feel like they had to for Sabonis. But I mean, look at like Duarte. They was definitely okay letting LeVert kind of walk with Duarte back there. I mean, he could shoot. You got Halliburton kind of facilitating. I think Miles Turner is gonna want. I mean, he has no choice now unless they buy him out. But I think he's gonna kind of want to stay. He's not gonna be as disgruntled as he was. I just think it was a Sabonis thing was kind of taking that confidence away from him.
Word.
But, yeah, they was cooking when I saw. And that's the Cavs. Cavs are one of the top teams in the East right now, man. They low-key another team that could go far enough if they just can get it together. I think now they got a lot of reason to trade Colin Sexton now. I mean, if you look at it for real.
Yo, I was thinking about that too. I was thinking about – I wanted the Sixers to grab him because they was talking about Cleveland was trying to get Ben Simmons over the KCP, and I was like, I like Colin Sexton on the Sixers.
I'd say they're probably playing better without him than they are with him.
And that's Garland
Garland's a similar player to Tyrese. Not from a player perspective, but from a player who – he was just kind of in Sexton's shadow. Sexton was too much a ball hog, or is too much a ball hog. Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And Garland is more that facilitating point guard that they need, who can shoot the lights out when you need him to shoot the lights out, who sees the floor well. I mean, Sexton's probably definitely gone in the offseason next year. I wouldn't see how they keep them both around. I mean, you can get
kind of like recent De'Aaron Fox.
Right. I thought De'Aaron Fox was going to be the one to bounce because I mean, the Kings want to start. They want to start all over. I mean, that hurt me, man. Because I Earl know how much I like how Tyrese. Man, I love Tyrese Halliburton. I love his game. I love everything about the kid. Like I said, I think when he really finds somewhere where he's going to stick and play for real and get that shine, he's going to be he'll be a top seven, top eight point guard in the league. I think like his court vision is just so he went to Indiana, I believe it was. He was nice in college. Like he could have been the first overall pick last year. Like people were talking about him being a first overall pick.
No, I think didn't he go to USC or some shit like that?
I think he went to Indiana. But man, Tyrese is my guy. I'm always like go for it with Tyrese Halliburton. I think the Sixers should have said yes right away. The moment they offered the Kings offered that, they should have said yes and dealt with the fucking output later. Like deal with what comes with it later.
But you take that. That don't make us a championship contender though.
But it might because you got. I know it, bro. You play it like Golden State played it for all them years before Draymond really turned into beast defensive Draymond. You play scoring 130 points a game. Nobody stopping a pick and roll with James Harden and Embiid. Halliburton probably is healthier than Embiid. I mean, healthier than James Harden. In better shape than James Harden. I think it wouldn't have made much of a difference. Okay, they follow Embiid into the paint, and you just kick it out to your shooters. You got Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield can go off the bench. He used to 5 threes a game. Like, man, the Sixers would have been shooting the lights out. And for a team in the East, who like that's just good. Teams in the East don't usually score that much. If that's the Sixers nice. Are outpacing everybody, you worry about playing defense later, like because you're scoring 125 a game. Like, this, how many teams are scoring 125 a game right now? Like. That's you kind of use that. You trying to use that Warriors method of y'all not gonna outshoot us. You know y'all can try, but we trust our shooters. We trust our big man. And back when the Warriors were doing that, they had. I mean, Andrew Bogut was all right, but they had no big man who could control the paint. Y'all got the best bit, one of the best big men in the game, like top three best big men in the game. And he's probably not three. Like he's probably one or two.
No, we have the best big man in the game. Jerry Rice the first time. Don't get it twisted. Don't start trying to change your words and all that. We have the best big man in the game.
That's what I thought. I thought they should have took that and ran. Because I think the Kings was giving them picks, too. Like, man, I would have took that and ran.
But that's all rumors, though. We don't know if that shit was really on the table. Because I think if that shit was really on the table, Daryl Morey would have took it. It ain't no way he wouldn't have took it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, that's a logical deal. Like you said, like, I love James Harden, but you got a chance to get a young stud like that.
Go ahead. The issue was Morey wanted a superstar. Like, he wanted a bona fide superstar for Ben Simmons back. And James Harden's a superstar. Like, I get it. It worked out. I think the trade worked out, like you said, probably for both teams. Maybe the Nets a little bit more because they got picks. But the Sixers picks are going to be bottom of the barrel, like bottom of the first round. I mean, 2028, I don't know if the pick's protected or not, but let's say they just fall apart and they have a bad season 2028. All right, they get a top 10, top 15 pick.
The pick don't really mean
anything. No, I don't think they mean anything either.
But the second one is like 2028 though. Who knows what the Sixers will be in 2028?
Harden ain't gonna be around in 2028. To be honest with you,
that's the point. Harden probably not gonna be around. Who knows if a B still gonna be around? Damn, who happened then? Who the fourth?
And what happened to your shoulder, Earl?
To get surgery, bro.
Oh, damn. Out of commission. No Madden for you.
Nah, I've been cooking niggas still.
Yeah.
Yep.
What other big trades happened, man? I feel like that.
There was a lot.
Like there was like one. There was like one more big one.
Well, not big trades.
Oh,
bro.
I mean,
CJ going to fucking New Orleans. That yes. was crazy because I'm what just like,
gonna
damn,
happen?
Bro.
What Dane? Is going to happen in Portland, yo?
Bro, Dane got to get out of there.
They got rid of everyone.
He keep trying to play this.
Norman Powell. Shit. I'm surprised the Lakers did not do everything they can. The Russell Westbrook experiment failed in LA. It's not working. You can't waste a season.
Bro, they already done wasted it, I feel like. Missing the deadline, not getting anything. What
and
the
not
hell?
Doing
five
nothing.
People?
You going to work the buyout market? That's
bro,
a
this
bad
joint got
look
five
them,
people.
Like,
that's a super bad look, bro, because I don't understand. Like, right. What are you going to get? They talking about Dennis Schroeder.
I mean,
like, bro, y'all just had him.
Y'all just had him, right? Well, how much more is he going to do? Like, I don't know. I thought, listen, everybody loves the THT. So I'm like all over Rams Twitter and they're Lakers fans. They love Talen Horton Tucker. I don't know what the big deal is. Wait,
the
just,
team in
get,
the NBA.
Just get rid of him.
I think they're the only team in the NBA that likes him, though.
That
bro.
Likes
him.
Yo, want him. People do want him. People did want him. The Lakers ain't want to give him up. It's like you get the experiment with Russ didn't work. We see that. Russ doesn't know how to be on the floor with LeBron and AD. AD needs to play at the five. AD needs to play at the five. You can't have AD playing power forward. You need to have him playing center because he's a mismatch when he's healthy. LeBron is arguably still the best player in the league. Russ don't fit. You get somebody who can shoot the ball, shoot the lights out, and facilitate it. Russ can facilitate, but he's Brick City. He has no confidence.
No more. Like,
he has
it's
no,
like,
and he
it's
can't even
ridiculous.
Facilitate anymore. He has no confidence there. You have the young bull, Austin Reeves, who shoots the lights out. Get rid of Russ, THT, and I don't know who else. Get rid of Russ, THT, and throw in a pick or two and go grab Dame. Like, try and salvage your season. Do something.
They ain't getting no Dame for what the fuck you just said. You tripping. They,
bro,
they go at the
I'm gonna tell
everything.
Dame's going to have – Sam's going to have to have – Dame ain't staying in Portland. I think the loyalty thing's kind of out the window at this point. I don't think we'll see Dame play again this year, honestly. I think Dame's going to kind of –
No. He just, definitely out. He ain't playing the rest of the season, but
– So, like –
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
You get rid of Norman Powell. You get rid of C.J. McCollum. Like, Portland was pretty much asking the Lakers to come knock at their front door.
Basically.
Right. And they did nothing. Like – Bro, what? Like, that was just bad. Like, is LeBron really that good at this point? Like, nope. LeBron is nice. Don't get me wrong. But are you really trusting LeBron to kind of get this roster to gel together?
Nah. You know
it's not going to work, man.
Perfect fits for both of them, too. After Portland gave up all their players, Russ could have been there being ball dominant.
They're ball – dang, yes. Like, it made no sense. That's why Richard Jefferson and Kendrick Perkins just bust out laughing when they said the Lakers going to play the buyout market. Portland pretty much said, give us chump change for Dame.
Basically.
We're going into full rebuild. They could have gave Russ, THT. I'm trying to think of who else. Avery Bradley. Just throw a bunch of names together.
Gave them Russ picks, for real.
Like, man. Dame's gonna so Portland knows Dame's gonna be gone next year. Is he a free agent next year? Or did he sign a big deal?
Nah, I think he signed a deal, but
so what's gonna happen? You're gonna keep unhappy Dame? Dame doesn't need to be ball dominant. Like, I don't know why y'all got rid of CJ McCollum.
Right.
Now you have Russ with a true big man in Nurkic who could dump the ball down to. He can play ball dominant. Nurkic doesn't need the ball in his hand. They have no shooters.
Right.
I don't know who they – I don't even know Portland's starting five at this point. It just doesn't make – like, it made no sense. Like, Portland just stuck their ass out there to be taken, and the Lakers just fell back off it. Like, nah, we want to keep Talen Horton-Tucker.
You know what? I just don't understand completely what even the thought process was behind bringing in Russ with LeBron. They both basically played the game, dominate the ball, and get a bucket.
I think they wanted to try and like chase a ring with Russ, bring them home, have their big three. I think I don't want to say the fear was the Warriors getting healthy again and the Lakers having to compete with that, but the fear was probably the Warriors getting healthy again and the Lakers going to have to compete with that. I mean, there's nothing else to put it, because I mean, I think once Wiseman comes back, he's already at shoot around with the team. He should be back soon. I think Golden State's going to be able to beat out Portland. They're going to be able to outshoot him. They're going to be able to kind of play Ayton is soft in the paint when he's against another big man for some reason.
Yeah.
I think Golden State's kind of going to run the West, especially when Draymond gets back. And then it's going to come down to – I mean, me personally, I think it's Milwaukee again. Like, I just think they play too – Milwaukee's just too deep, bro.
Nah. They are.
Milwaukee's just too deep. And, like, I like the Sixers. I like watching them play. I like going to the games and seeing them be kind of dominate. But I just don't know who else dominates a game when you got, all right, and B kind of cancels out Giannis a little bit. Who's going to stick Chris Middleton? Like, he just needs – Tobias, maybe. But Chris Middleton is such an underrated player, dude. Like, he can shoot the three ball. He could drive the lane. He could shoot the mid-range. He can assist. He could play defense. Jrue Holiday could play defense, could shoot the ball, can facilitate. Like, that's going to be tough, bro. Like, it's a tough out for anybody.
That's the series that I'm looking forward to, bro. I don't even think Brooklyn is getting to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I don't think so either. I think they're not going to get healthy. I think, again, Kyrie is never going to be able to catch a rhythm, not being vaccinated and not being able to play consistently.
Right.
And I think that's still, you know, KD's a big diva, man. KD's gonna like, he's gonna soak into that, like, the whole issues that they was having. He's gonna kind of let that kind of simmer around a little bit. Like, KD don't let stuff go.
Facts.
And that's gonna probably mess him up a bit. Then they're gonna go next year and maybe make a run for it. But at the same time, like, if I had to make a pick, it probably would be the Sixers and the Bucks in the finals if kind of the seeding shakes up to being that way. I wouldn't be surprised to see Cleveland, honestly. Cleveland is just playing amazing. That Mobley and Allen kind of combo is nice if Evan Mobley could find his consistency.
Right.
Darius Garland, they got shooters. I mean, yo. People don't talk about Lauri Markkanen enough. Like, he's a stretch forward kind of center, 7 foot, could shoot the lights out. They can mix him, Mobley, him and Allen. Allen is a double-double machine, and I'm talking 2020 double-doubles. Like, I don't even know. Allen came from the Nets, didn't he?
In that
Kyrie trade, like,
yep.
I mean,
he was hooping.
He was hooping for the Nets too. It's gonna be fun to watch the East at least. I think the West is really gonna come down to Phoenix and Golden State. I just can't see anybody else. Utah isn't healthy enough, right? I don't think.
Yes, Memphis, Phoenix, Memphis, and
that's it. But Memphis going again? Does Memphis have a true big man?
Steven Adams.
Steven Adams against Ayton, maybe. I mean, Steven Adams just that grizzly kind of dude. Like, he's just this bully under there. Yeah, maybe. I like Ja. I think Ja's MVP right now, honestly. Like, outside of Embiid, like, I don't know who else is playing better ball than him. I mean, Luka, but
Ja.
Like Ja is
the MVP.
If Ja don't win most improved, I don't know what's happening.
No. We don't want no most improved. We want MVP.
MVP is going to go to a big man, honestly. It's going to come down to Jokic, Giannis, or Embiid again. They're just too dominant. Like,
last year, Ja's dominant. Because everybody, all the guards and stuff was hurt. Trust me.
Ja's dominant.
It's not going to be a big man award. Stop it. It has been a big man award in 20 years. There ain't going to be no big man award. Like, the MVP is about politics.
If Ja could make it to, like, the Western Conference Finals with Memphis, he might have a chance at MVP because that's
well, we all know that don't have nothing to do with getting MVP. It's a regular season award. Getting to the Western Conference Finals ain't going to help his MVP. They do, which I say. I'll be saying that shit too, though. I'll be saying that too. But
it's like yesterday when Aaron Rodgers won MVP, dog. Like Aaron Rodgers didn't make it further than Tom. And I'm not advocating for Tom Brady to win it. I think Cooper Kupp should have won it.
You better cut it out.
I'm dead serious.
You better cut it out because you're getting ridiculous. Look, you better cut
Cooper
it out.
Cooper Kupp cooked Tom Brady's team.
Over Jonathan Taylor. The only other player that should have got that was Jonathan Taylor. Stop it. Cut
no
it out.
No way, bro.
He carried his damn team.
Make the playoffs.
You saw what Carson Wentz did? Come on. You watch football. I know you do. You're a gambling man. Listen, you saw what Carson Wentz did?
I mean, yeah.
So tell me, Jonathan. So be quiet. Hold on. You tell me you saw what he did. So tell me that Jonathan Taylor didn't carry his fucking team. Tell me the reason why they was in that position is because it was because
Carson Wentz. He did, but answer me this. Do the Rams win 10 games if Cooper Kupp isn't playing?
Yes.
I don't think so. I'm a Rams fan.
Yes.
I don't think we win 10 games. Yes. Can you name outside of
who knows Odell, Robert? Who knows if Robert Woods wouldn't have got hurt? Like, you know what I'm saying? Cooper Kupp wouldn't have been what he was. We know that. Facts. I think he
still would have.
Listen, bro. No.
But hey. I don't think Aaron Rodgers should have won.
Hold on, Tone.
It should have been Brady.
You're gonna make me
mad. It should have been Brady.
Tone, because I'm not a Rams fan, but I'm a Robert Woods fan. That's my fucking guy.
I love Robert Woods.
What we not gonna do is because now he injured and all the light is on Cooper Kupp. What we not
no way. I
act like
I'm not forgetting my boy Bobby. Nah, Bobby was that bull. Like, don't get me wrong. But at the same time, Cooper Kupp was still leading the league. Cooper Kupp was still leading the league.
No, he wasn't, bro.
And yards when Woody was playing, bro. He was. That's funny. He got the ball. MB's a troll, bro. That was hilarious.
That's the funniest shit I've ever seen in the last couple years. Like, when he put that shit out, because people don't know what that means. For the people out there, because I actually had a homie was like, yo, why you put that up on your page? For the people that don't know, that's a guy named Big Fendi. He went to his ops funeral to make sure he was dead. That's all that means. He went to a person that he didn't like. He was dead and took a picture.
And he did that. That's funny.
And then Embiid put it up. So that's what that was for the people that, you know, y'all don't know about Big Fendi and all that. Y'all don't know about stuff like that.
That's funny. But back, Jonathan Taylor, nah, man. Jonathan Taylor offensive player of the year, maybe, but MVP should have been Brady. Like, Brady smoked everything that Aaron Rodgers did. And A-Rod's choked, bro. Like,
we were talking about Robert Woods, though. We were talking about Robert Woods. Just for a quick second. We're going to get back to the MVP.
I love Robert Woods. Don't get me wrong. I love Robert Woods and everything he brings to this team.
I'm about to say, you're not a real Rams fan. I'm not respecting you as a Rams fan. I'm not respecting you as a Rams fan if you don't like Robert Woods.
When I found out Robert Woods tore his ACL, bro, I was almost in tears. Like, damn, is this really happening to us? Like,
nigga, that nigga helped me win fantasy championship. That's my fucking guy.
Man, like, listen, Robert Woods, he's a big part of the Rams team.
He was the first Deebo Samuel.
I'm not getting past Sunday, but I want to see what him, Odell, and Cooper Kupp all look like together for a full season, bro. Like,
I don't think it's going to happen, though.
It will.
Leaving. I think Odell.
Odell said today he'd take less money to stay with LA, bro. And Odell wants to be. He could take less money because he's making more money. He's making more money in LA. Like, LA is where he lives, endorsements. Like, he's making hella bread out here, so he don't care about the money. He wins a ring this year, he'll come back for it on a cheap deal. Him and Von, not for nothing. I mean, Von might go off into the sunset if they win a ring just because. But at the same time, we wouldn't even be talking. We wouldn't even be getting ready to talk about Super Bowl thoughts. Who's going to win? Who's not going to win if Robert Woods was playing right now, bro? It wouldn't even be a question. Like, they not stop. You can't stop all three of them.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Don't forget. We're not going to forget.
No, Robert Woods is not going to forget. He's like, you know what I'm saying?
Because
he does a dirty work. He does the work other receivers don't want to do. Like,
bro,
him and Cooper Kupp blocking
Debo before Debo. Everybody hyping up Debo this season. Like, Robert Woods been doing this shit. He been running, been rushing as a running back and all that shit. He been running,
Debo, nice,
running back, though. Wide receiver. He been doing it. Debo just different because he's more physical than Robert Woods. That's
listen. I don't like 49ers, but I like Debo Samuel, bro. I like his style of game too. Like, he's definitely like physical. I think he himself brought out the best in LA that NFC Championship game. Like, him talking about sweeping us after they swept us, and him talking about, oh, Aaron Donald, who's that? Like, it takes some balls to do that. Like, it takes real balls to not know who Aaron Donald is. But I like Debo's game. But Robert Woods, my God, we wish you were out there with us for real, for real. But he said he's going to be on the sideline. So, you know, he's gonna be cheering it up. I wanted them to, like, have him put on a uniform or something. Shit. But, you know, ACL injury and shit like that.
Yo, can I just say one thing real quick?
Yeah.
Fuck Ben Simmons.
Listen, Ben was – I would have loved to see the Sixers just take all this money from him, honestly.
I would have loved to see us send him to Shanghai. Somewhere. Send that motherfucker to Afghanistan or something. Like,
It's just wild. Like, what is real? It's Trae Young. You passed up a dunk. Like, you could have put your entire shit on Trae Young's peasy head, bro.
Facts.
And you just passed it up, dog. Like, what?
The free throw wouldn't have mattered, bro.
And then it's not even like it was all right to end the half or to. This was to win the game. Bro, you needed that 2-point shot to take the lead. Like,
the free throw wouldn't have mattered. You would have got an and one.
What?
You'd have been cool with it.
Bro, that was that. When that happened, Philly
decided that he didn't want to play for us no more. Because that is no way you do that, bro. And then you expect us because. In multiple interviews, I watched that man say, we don't like to lose in front of the Philly fans. The worst thing we like to do is lose in front of the Philly fans. They the worst. They going to give it to you, so we want to win. Duh, 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 duh.
Brooklyn ain't no better.
It ain't.
It's Brooklyn, New York. Like,
only thing you else? Is they ain't going to say John. They going to call you son.
They going to call you son. They going to bing-bong you to death. I mean – Julius Randle. Look at Julius Randle. Won it out of New York because he couldn't handle it. He was complaining. I don't even think it was the free. I don't think it was like. I think it was when they started really like. All right, they noticed he missed free throws. He wasn't shooting well. I think what he missed like 14 in a row or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was when they started the hack of Ben that he really like kind of lost his confidence. Like.
How though?
Damn, like, because, like, you go from, there's bro, no doubt.
Follow me. Follow me, bro. I get free no shots, doubt. Nigga. That's free buckets, Beth nigga.
Sucks, dude. Like, Ben is not a
That's shooter. The fucking point, nigga. That's like, the whole point. Nigga, I'm 5'6".
He was like, wow.
Give me the ball.
They really trying to expose me out here. Like, and they did it, and I think it really shook him to his core. Like, Shaq could do, you could hack a Shaq and Shaq not lose confidence because you give Shaq the ball in the paint and he's going to bring the house down on you.
Exactly.
Ben had nothing to do to stop them from hacking him. He wasn't driving the lane to get a and one opportunity. He wasn't
drive.
He wasn't even trying to throw it up to try and make it in. He was just letting them hack him. He wasn't trying to pass the ball out. Like, he was trying to dribble it up the court and then hack a bet. I think him realizing, yo, I'm a defensive. Did he win defensive player of the year at one point?
Fuck no.
Or he was two-time All-NBA, all-first defensive team. Yeah. To go from an all-pro, all-defensive team. I mean, listen, that's big. Like, to go from that to this prodigy, you're supposed to be the next, you know.
You know Matisse Thybulle made the second team, though. So what does that mean? I mean, that doesn't mean you didn't get on the defensive team. We had a nigga that played 20 minutes a game, and he made the second team. So imagine boosting his minutes up. Do he make first team? Hell yeah. Like, that's what the stats say.
Like, look at
– So we have Ben Simmons and Matisse Thybulle.
I think it's a similar situation in New Orleans. I think Brandon Ingram kind of did it to Zion. I don't think Zion expected Brandon Ingram to blow up in New Orleans. I feel like he expected him to play a side role. And now I think Zion wants out. Like, I don't think Zion wants to stay in New Orleans. I don't think
he ever wanted to be there, to be honestly.
To be honest. I don't think he wants to be there. I don't think he wants to lose any weight right now. I think he's trying to kind of force his hand a little bit.
You want his James
on? But it's like that confidence. Like, these young guys lose their confidence so quickly. All right, I'm going to talk about LeBron for a minute. Like, and I don't want to sound like I'm Brian, but can you imagine coming into the league at 18 years old? You're on a cover of Sports Illustrated talking about the next Michael Jordan was the chosen one. At 17, coming to the league at 18 with all this pressure on your shoulders to chase Michael Jordan, to be the next Michael Jordan. And you're still dominating the league, 19 years later? Like, Bron could have cracked under pressure at any minute. And maybe they would have blamed him. But Bron didn't. Like, people, they're just not – these players nowadays just aren't built like that. Like,
some people just built different, bro.
They're just built like, damn, the pressure got to me.
They tried to make us believe that LeBron was soft our whole life. Now, I don't know if y'all remember, but they tried to make us believe that LeBron was soft. Look how LeBron looked compared to these niggas now.
I think the whole decision on ESPN type thing wasn't classy. I think it was petty. It was a petty move. I think if he would have just came out, like, sent a little John, like, listen, I'm going to go to Miami, take my talents to South Beach or whatever, I don't think he would have got as much heat for it, because not for nothing, I think they blew up that big three more than it was. I think it was really a big two. Like, I mean, Bosch was nice, don't get me wrong, but Bosch wasn't this – like, Bosch had to be a superstar in Toronto. There was nobody else there.
Championships, and you tripping, nigga.
I think Bosch kind of was – over
Bosh was the key to over, those championships. Overdone,
but
he was the key to those championships. Don't ever
bro.
They didn't have Bosh, they not winning none of that shit. They not the same team. You're bugging. That's why they wanted them, bro. You're bugging, bro.
I just think Bosh was a key piece, but he also wasn't like this. They made Bosh out to be like this superstar top 20 player in the league.
Which he was.
I don't think he was top 20. I don't know, man. Like,
you forgetting about Fred. He forgetting about
the dreads. But then at the same time,
hey, girl, talk to your man. What are you talking about? You forgetting about Bosh with the dreads?
Let's focus on the pressure that Bron lived under and is still dealing with.
All right, we can focus
on how he don't crack. You got Ben Simmons, James Harden, like, just got traded to Philly. Back to back years, he wants out of a situation. Players just can't deal with the pressure anymore. And that's where I really respect Bron more. Like, damn, like, I know I couldn't be 18 with the weight of the world on my shoulders, talking about being the best player in the league, to ascend to the best player in the league in, like, 2-3 years after that, and then to be the best player in the league for 8-9 years afterwards. And then to still arguably be the best player in the league now, like, all right, Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant couldn't really handle the pressure in Golden State either. Draymond called him a bitch. Like, KD wanted out. Like, if that's all it's going to take for somebody to want out of a team, like, they just not built like that no more. And I think that really goes to show, like, why LeBron is really 1B to Michael Jordan's 1A. But, like, you know, I think – I wouldn't be surprised. Like, do I think Luka is going to ask for out of Dallas? I don't think so. I think Luka's kind of one of them players that he going to go – he going to ride. Like, I think Dame is riding. He's like, the ship is already sunk. Like, bro, you stuck. Like, you stuck in a cage underneath the bottom of the boat.
He has,
like,
to go. He has no other choice.
He has to bounce. So, he has no choice. But at the same time, you could tell the pressure was getting to Dame too. You know, you get the whole Dame time situation, the whole hitting that three ball to beat, what was it, OKC or something like that. And then you get swept the next round. Like, I mean, the pressure gets to these cats nowadays. And I'm just interested in seeing the young boys like Luka. How Spencer Dinwiddie and Luka going to work together? I don't know. Like, Dinwiddie is just – somebody made a comment on Twitter, like, I want to see Luka's face when Dinwiddie asked him to clear out. Like,
yo.
I want to see it too, because, like, if there's anybody in the league who should be ball dominant and deserves to be ball dominant, it's Luka. Like, he snapped yesterday.
But he is ball dominant. Now he got rid of Porzingis. But listen, he lost –
and I think that was the best move for them.
He lost Tim Hardaway Jr., though. That's what y'all not – that's what everybody forget. He lost
– what did he do? Did he – what was it? What injury? What did he hurt?
Not sure, bro. I can't even lie to you, but I believe he's out for the year, if I'm not mistaken.
I remember. I haven't seen him.
But I was watching the game live when he got hurt. It was a couple weeks ago.
Him and Tim Hardaway, they had a nice little con. Like, I like them. I like Luka. I think Luka is
– lost him, and that's their other ball handler. Him, Jalen Brunson, and Luka are their ball handlers for Dallas. So now they lost Tim Hardaway, and now they got Dinwiddie. You feel what I'm saying? Like, and now you got fucking all of the motherfuckers. Jalen Brunson's like, so they going to be crazy. Like, listen.
I would have asked,
next year, watch out for the Mavericks.
I think
– they're going to be one of the top teams next year.
Trez went to Charlotte. If I was Dallas and I'm trading Kristaps and I'm trying to at least keep my team competitive this year, I'd go ahead and ask for Trez and Kuzma and send Porzingis in a couple picks. Like,
you see what Kuzma been doing? The Wizards not giving Kuzma up. That's their piece. That's their centerpiece. That's what they're going to build around. That's what I would do. As far as besides Bradley Beal, obviously, because he out with this injury, but you don't think that's a big two with Kuzma and Bradley Beal? I'm keeping Kuzma.
No,
that's their most valuable piece. That's all they have left.
Earl,
come on, please tell me. You ain't even talking. You just sitting here looking. Please help me.
Get Trez for Luka. Like, he could bully in the paint. You got Jalen Brunson, who could shoot, who could facilitate for Luka when he's not in. You got Luka, who proved he could rebound with the big boys. Like, he could average 10 a game if he wanted. He could pass the rock better than anybody in the league. He could shoot the rock better than anybody in the league, or almost better than anybody in the league. Nah, the kid's a bona fide.
Kuzma, too. Fuck Trey.
Yeah, like, you have to ask for Kuzma if you want to try and keep Dallas competitive. I mean, what do they say? No? Then you rework the deal, but you have to. Because, like, I think Dinwiddie would have worked better in Washington, especially with Beal going down.
Yeah, it would have worked more with Beal getting injured. And then if they
– yeah, because you got, what, Raul Nato now running point for you? Like
– yeah, I'm probably the boy Satoransky or somebody, Coney.
Like, come on, man. Like, Washington's another team in a tank. Like, Beal should have got out when he had the chance. Like – The trade deadline was crazy. I wasn't expecting Porzingis to go. Like, that was wild. They said just early this year they wanted to build around him.
Yeah, they just be talking, bro. I don't know what these GMs be talking.
It's Mark Cuban, though. You believe Mark Cuban because he keeps it real.
I don't.
He's kept it real more than any other owner.
I don't believe none of
that. But at the same time, all the trades are going to be irrelevant come, what is it, June? Yeah. When the Warriors are winning it all again.
Yep, Sixers.
That's what I'm saying is going to win it all now. I think the Warriors are taking all of it. I think Draymond's going to come back healthy. I think Klay is.
I'm taking the Suns this year.
The Suns not going to stand a chance when Wiseman comes back. But Wiseman was doing so good before he got hurt, man. He was a dominant big right out of college. Like, he was what the Warriors needed.
You've been watching ball?
Pussy. Ayton is soft in the paint, bro. I mean, listen, though, the Suns have been balling. Chris Paul and Devin Booker have been doing their thing. Not get me wrong.
Hey, the whole damn team. You know, just when, Devin Booker and Chris Paul. The whole damn team.
Mikal Bridges is – I could live or die with Mikal – with asking Mikal Bridges to drop 30 on me to win. If I'm locking up Devin Booker,
you don't need that because you got Cameron Johnson, you got Cameron Payne, you got all these different pieces coming off the bench. You got
it goes back to what we talked about, to what I was saying when I said you play Warrior style ball. You're not going to be able to keep up shooting with them. Nobody's going to be able to keep up shooting with them, boys.
Come on.
You got a dominant big man in Weissman, who at least who's playing dominant when he was healthy. You got Draymond, who's defensive player of the year two times. I mean, I don't know. I think the Warriors gonna can beat the Suns in a seven game series.
What is going on?
I like the Suns. I got the Warriors. I like Booker. I love Devin Booker. I love his whole style. He's the one guy who the Kardashians cannot destroy.
Hey, yo.
But at the same time, we've seen Devin Booker go cold from the three-point line. We've seen Chris Paul kind of go cold shooting the couple nights. We know Ayton can get bitched in the paint. I think they lost that dog in them when they – did they trade Jay Crowder? No, they still got Jay Crowder. I mean –
they definitely got Jay Crowder. That's going to be a fun series. That's going to be
in a seven game series. I don't think Phoenix really stands a chance against a healthy Warriors team. But again, they got to be healthy. I think Phoenix beats them if they're in the current state they're in now.
I ain't going to hold you. I love that matchup. I think they both got
it's going to be fun. It'll be a fun one, I think. That over under is going to be like 250 a game.
Facts. I think they both have the same pieces, bro. Like, I don't know.
They do, and the Warriors got a nice bench. Like, what they got the more to come bucket? Kuminga, Jonathan Kuminga, that's his name.
Dude.
Fucking weirdo ass nigga, come bucket. But I mean, yo, he came from out of nowhere, and he's been balling for him. Jordan Poole could shoot the lights out. Like, they got pieces too, man. Andrew Wiggins, when he wants to, he's been playing better defense this year. He can shoot the ball when he needs to. He's been rebounding a lot more than what they need him to because Draymond's been out and Wiseman's been out.
Right.
They got Juan Toscano-Anderson, who, you know, people might not know him, but he could control the paint a little bit. He could shoot the ball a little bit.
It's going to be
I think that the West is going to be, you know, they say the Wild Wild West, a shootout. It's going to be a shootout.
That's for sure.
Then you have them teams like Memphis who could show up and upset the party. Like, if Ja plays in it, Ja gets in his bag, man.
Sheesh.
You know, I feel like we're not even talking about Atlanta in the East. Like, I like Trae Young, but
we cool.
Yeah, I don't think Atlanta scares anybody, right? Like, Trae Young dad was talking so heavy. Like, he was talking so heavy on Twitter, but I don't think anybody really worried about the Hawks, honestly. Like,
Bro, I'm more worried about the Heat than the Hawks, honestly.
I mean, the Heat, you know, when the Heat are another team, man, like, I don't think they're going to do anything this year, but when you talk about a team that could slow down a team like, I mean, I don't even want to say Milwaukee because Milwaukee kind of smoked them last year, but they match up the best with Milwaukee.
Right.
I mean, Bam, when he wants to play defense, can play defense.
Right.
Jimmy obviously plays defense. Kyle Lowry's a good facilitator. They got the shooters. I mean, they got hella shooters.
Yeah, they got a squad. I just don't believe in them.
I don't either. Like, I think after the whole bubble that they made it to the finals, they beat the Bucks to go to the finals.
Right.
And then the Bucks came back and they swept them boys last year, didn't they?
Smoked them.
Right? I can't see them doing it again. The Bucks kind of let it be known. Like, yeah, that was just a bubble. Y'all kind of had a small advantage over us. Like,
yeah, it's over now.
I like the Sixers line. Like, I like the Sixers with Harden, but I just can't see Milwaukee losing again, man. They play too good.
Sixers Bucks.
Even the Lakers, like, the Lakers aren't but you got LeBron and AD. Like, LeBron and AD should be enough to win you or keep the game close at least.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all get the Bucks smoke a Lakers pack a couple days ago, dog. Like, a big one. That was bad. And I was like, damn. Like, that's when I was like, yo, these Bucks are something serious. Like,
and then they lost.
And then they lost to Portland. Like, I don't get it, bro. I'm still stuck on the Lakers, like, not making any moves at the trade deadline. Like, where's the GM when you need him?
Right. Who you expecting going to come save y'all in the buyout market? I'm confused.
Tristan Thompson, bro. I'm telling you. That's who they're going to end up with. They're going to end up with Tristan Thompson. I promise you. It's going to be a dumb name like that.
They better pray on the shooting star or something.
Yeah, I don't get it, man. What do you got Pelinka on at this point? Like, Pelinka's gotta, he's gotta. I mean, what's up? He a Vikings fan. Get up out of here. Yeah, Pelinka just kind of sat quiet, bro, and I didn't like that. Like, I want to see the Lakers do well. Like, it's Bron. Like, you want to see Bron not go out missing the playoffs. Like, right. Bron and playoffs have been synonymous the last 19 years.
I mean, they're going to be in the play-in regardless, but they got to win two games to get in.
They're not going to be in the playoffs.
They're going to be in the play-in right now.
Y'all heard it here first. The Lakers aren't making the play-in, and they not. And if they do make the play-in –
You got Phoenix, and I'm not listening to them in like any seeding order. What is this? 8 teams, and then 2 teams make the play-in, or 4 teams make the play-in?
2
teams.
Against 7 and 8.
You got Phoenix. I'm just listening to the West team: Phoenix, Utah, Denver, Dallas. I mean, I don't know where they're at right now, but let's just say the top guns.
Dallas is fifth, I think.
Dallas, Phoenix, Memphis. Utah, Golden State, Dallas, Memphis. Who else? I mean, did I say Utah already? I said Denver. Did I say Denver?
That is tough now that you name it.
Like, the West is – it's going to be tough. And if the Lakers make the play-in and make the playoffs, you're looking at a first-round exit for real. Unless
I'm saying they – I don't think they're making the playoffs, bro, just because of what you just said. All the competitiveness in the West, I just don't think it's happening. You know why?
I don't.
The team that's replacing the Lakers is Memphis. Memphis is so strong as far as being a contender. I feel like they literally replaced the Lakers. Like, y'all going to have to get in where y'all fit in, just like the Memphis had to do last year, and they wound up getting in, and they beat Steph. You know what I'm saying? But what happened?
That was a good series, man. But I remember now, that was a good series.
Hell yeah, it was. But now they sturdy now. You know what I'm saying? So the Lakers is basically now they done flip-flop spots. The Lakers is in their spot now. You know what I'm saying? I don't think the Lakers – and the Lakers' only fucking problem is they don't have no youth. If you watch the Lakers game, bro, I watch their games habitually. I'm a diehard LeBron fan. I watch every Lakers game. I watch every Sixers game. Listen, if you watch the games, the Lakers just slow.
If you watch it,
they're just slow.
And that's the only problem.
The reason why they just lost to Portland, slow. Those young boys was just out there running.
Russ likes to play high pace. Like, he likes to be like, even Shaq was at the game the one time I seen on Instagram, and Shaq told him, like, dude, why do you play so fast? Like, Russ likes to play. He was like, yeah, like,
slow the fuck down on the sideline.
Slow down, yeah, dude. Like, if they slowed the game down and played their game, I think they can be okay. But Russ is just his motor. We've known Russ has had a high motor his entire career. He needs to be somewhere not in LA. The Lakers need to
tell him about your man Russ, man. Come on, Earl.
Tell him what about Russ?
What did he do in the second half of the season? You know what he do, bro.
Nah, he do be cooking in the second half of the season, but not this season.
I don't know. He won't do it this season. I don't think Russ has confidence right now. I don't think Russ has any confidence in himself.
The only way he going to cook in the second half of this season is if he come off the bench. That's the only way. He needs to
come on, bro.
And who do they start in his place?
I don't know.
This was your guy at the point, Earl. Come on, bro. Don't do this.
But I'm being honest. He needs the ball in his hands, bro. I watch Russ play. He needs the ball in his hands. He's not going to play well off ball. It's not going to happen. It's not.
He definitely ain't shooting. That's for sure. He's bricking everything. Bro, it's like a 10-minute clip of just him bricking shots this year. Like,
facts.
He shoot better than Steph. Dude, shoot this year, though. Look it up.
I respect him.
He's shooting better than Steph this year. No, we're not going to slide past that because that's what everybody does. He's shooting better than Steph this year.
You trust Steph or Russ?
He shoots better than Steph this year. Who do you trust more, though?
Better than LaMelo, too.
Who do you trust? You got Charlotte. Is Charlotte in the West or in the East? They're in the East.
Who would analytics trust?
I mean, you trust the percentage.
Who would analytics trust? You a gambling man, bro, and I know you know about this. Who would analytics trust?
I would never bet on Russ to ever score more than Steph.
I'm just saying analytics. Who would analytics
would tell you not
the
best?
The one with the best percentage, though. He has the best percentage, though. He's shooting better than him this year. He is. It's just facts. Russ is shooting better than Steph this year.
I ain't going to hold y'all.
Think about that. Think about that for a second. It sounds so crazy, and that shows you how the media kills a person, and they kill their whole fucking narrative about the player.
The issue is Russ is shooting better than
Steph. The media. Russ is not
winning. They're not winning. Golden State. You know why they not
winning? You know why they not winning, bro? Like, I watched the Lakers game, bro. You know why they not winning? It's partly Russ. It's partly Russ. And that's just a small part. Vogel has
no idea what he's doing with his rotation. Thank you. At all.
Thank you.
Vogel has no idea what he's doing. And I mean, if you're gonna play AD at the four, then you gotta start Dwight. You can't have Dwight.
He wanna listen to what AD want. Fuck what you want, pussy. You gonna go at five.
AD can play the five. I just don't think AD wants to get beat up playing the five. I think that's
I don't care what you want. You need to play the five because that's the best mismatch
for them to win. Yeah, but I think for them to win, he has to play the five and get that mismatch. Because there's not many big men who can stick AD.
When they won the championship.
He was at the five.
Where was he at when they won the championship?
He was at the five. But AD, I get what AD's where he coming from. He don't want to get beat up. Like, he gets beat up in the paint by those big guys a lot. Like, he dominates them too, but he gets too, like, it's bang bang plays down there for him. And his knees are like, my grandpa probably got better knees than him at this point. It's always a knee, a hamstring, a back. Like,
AD. AD, AKA Street Close.
I get where AD coming from, but at the same time, if Bron can do what he's doing, like, AD can sacrifice a little bit. Like, Bron is really, like, you could tell Bron is tired of carrying a team right now.
Facts.
Like, Bron went and got AD. Bron went and got Russ because he he went and got AD and Russ.
Bron ain't tired. Bron is an alien. He will never get tired.
I'm not saying LeBron is tired.
He don't never get tired. You see what he's doing? You see what he's doing?
LeBron is doing.
He's a freaking nature. He's the GOAT. And I don't want to never hear nobody talking about this GOAT shit ever again.
You can tell that LeBron is like, damn, I would like to take a back seat sometimes. Like, I would like to not have to always be the guy. Now, that's partly his doing because he always wanted to be the guy. But at the same time, like, in year 19, you got a young AD. You got Russ, who's still technically young. Brown brought these guys in because he thought he was going to be able to kind of get back to playing off ball, not have to be ball dominant, not have to feel like he's got the game in his hand all the time. And now it's back to, if the Lakers stand a chance, Bron got to have a ball in his hands and he's got to be ball dominant. He's got to be 38-8 a game. Like, I feel bad for the dude, honestly, but like, he also brought most of it on himself just with just the moves he makes. But you could tell, like, when has Bron ever said, no, we can't get up to any team's level? Bron has never in his career once said that. He said that when they played the Bucks. Do you think you can get up to the Bucks level come playoff time? No, I don't think we can. And he deflected to they're the defending champs for a reason. But at the same time, you don't see Bron ever being not that confident. This is the same Bron who, when Klay Thompson said, he said something to the effect of, "We got him shook."
He called
Bron looked and he said,
Klay Thompson fucked that whole thing up.
He got me shook and he said,
I feel like he was being emotional. I feel like
being emotional. Yeah, like, there you go. I feel like we're in his head or some shit like
that. He said, I feel like Bron was being emotional and we in his head. Yep. He told him he was being emotional and he was in his head. And Bron said, what did he say?
He just chuckled it off. That's not this Bron anymore, man. Bron is tired, dude. Like, you already hear the rumors of him wanting to go wherever his son gets drafted to, because we know. And listen, I'm going to put this out right now. Bronny got cooked by them Camden boys, yo. If I'm LeBron, hey, I'm looking at my son like, yo, Sierra's supposed to be the best high school in the country. And they got cooked by them Camden boys. Shout out to Camden. They got cooked by them boys. Bronny touched the pavement. He touched the hardwood on them boys. He ain't step on them.
He stepped on him. That's cat, bro. That's cat, bro.
He cooked them. He cooked them.
No, he didn't.
But
that's cat.
You hear rumors.
He hit the shot, but that's cat.
You hear rumors of Bron wanting to go wherever his son's going to play for a season, so he could play with his son. Bro, Bron is an alien, but aliens get tired too, man. Like,
you don't know Bron, what aliens do because you ain't never met an alien. Never so met be one. Quiet.
Arguing about LeBron. But, we do some Super Bowl predictions, man.
Let's get it.
Hello, let's get to it.
I got Earl, let's go. Take control. What you want to talk about, brother?
What you thinking?
31-24 Bengals, man. That's the final score. 31-24.
You really going to Bengals, Earl? Give me some sort of, like, talk to me about it. Why?
Don't he kill you, bro? Don't he kill you?
Why?
He just kill you, right? He just say crazy shit and don't got no explanation.
Ain't no talk needed. Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins. Ain't no dropping no interceptions this week. Ain't no Jaworski Tart dropping interceptions this week. Playboy. Bengals 31, Rams 24.
You can't just say
Stafford, two interceptions.
Earl, you was my boy, man. I'm finna have to hack this podcast.
Easy work. Matt Stafford, two interceptions. Easy work.
You think so? I think Stafford's been in another zone this year or this playoffs.
That's a bold prediction. First of all, he was second in the league in interceptions, so don't say he was in another zone because he was definitely throwing the picks.
This
he was definitely throwing the picks this year. Yeah, what? Dak was number one, right? Who's number one? I said Dak. I'm not Dak. But who's number one?
I'm pretty sure Matthew Stafford was tied for first with somebody. You know who was tied for fourth right behind him?
Who?
Joe Burrow.
That's cool.
Hey, that's who was. No bullshit. I'm not lying. I swear to God. That's who I was thinking about. It was Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow was right behind him. He was right behind him. They just said it. I was
listening to sports radio, sports talk, when I was in the car today.
And now here's what I'm going to say. Joe Burrow, if you go look back at that Kansas City game, Joe Burrow made some questionable calls against a bad Chiefs defense, and it got picked off two times, I believe. Matthew Stafford's only interception in the playoffs came on a batted ball that was in Cooper Kupp's chest, got batted up. Matthew Stafford's thrown one pick all playoff. I think that's why I say he's in another zone this playoff.
You just told me last time we talked, you told me that when he threw that ball up to Cooper Kupp in that Tampa Bay game, you thought it was going to get intercepted. So stop.
Which
cut it out?
Which one?
The fuck you mean? The one that won the game?
No, I didn't. It was the Tart one that I thought would be intercepted. But even that pass, even if Tart would have intercepted,
oh, do you know it's on camera? Yo, hey Earl, listen. You know how I always said to you, we need to go back and
we need to go back because I'm almost positive.
Oh my God, this nigga just gave me a reason to go back in the clip. Dude, you literally told me.
Okay, let's just talk about
Can y'all make y'all predictions? We an hour and a half.
Go ahead, Sky. What you thinking, Sky?
Earl trying to get out of here. All right, Earl. Why you just say it? But
I did. I gotta go to dinner. Y'all niggas want to talk about LeBron? Fuck LeBron. Them niggas is the ninth seed.
Oh Lord. But my prediction. I'm going with the Rams, and I'm like, Earl, relax, man. I know you got to go to dinner. Relax. But
I'm looking at you because I want to hear your explanation.
I'm going to go to Rams 31-28, and I'm only going to go Rams because I just feel like the Bengals defense been playing out of their mind, and I think this is when it's going to end. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to make that play at the end. You know what I'm saying? Everybody hyping up Jesse Bates and all that stuff. But everybody knows that Cincinnati Bengals' fucking weakness is their defense. And I think their defense has been playing out of their mind. And that's why they're on a run that they're on. And I think this is when it's going to end. That's just me. I'm going Rams 31-28. Like I said, Rams 31-28.
I ain't mad at
it. I mean, we know who I'm going for. Right, I think for my pockets, I personally, I want to take my Rams hat off and be objective. Being objective, I don't see the Cincinnati Bengals O-line keeping up for 60 minutes. It just isn't going to happen. Burrow was sacked 9 times against Tennessee, and Ryan Tannehill gave him that game.
Y'all not going to sack him 9 times, though.
We might not sack him 9 times.
Y'all not going to do that.
When we do sack him, it is going to – don't be surprised if it's a Bob Miller strip sack, if it's an AD strip sack. We're getting back one of our best defensive tackles, so we're going to be able to stuff the run game up a little bit. Not that Mixon is anything to snark at. He's great. I love Joe Mixon. But I think it's going to come down to the trenches. And I think that this is going to be the game where kind of, that bubble gets burst on the Cincinnati Bengals and they realize, we rode a little bit of luck into these playoffs and we rode it all the way to the Super Bowl. And that's about as far as it's going to get us because I think we're going to get smacked by the Rams. I personally think, and this is objectively, I personally think it's going to be something like 31-14, 31-13. I don't think the Bengals are going to be Joe Shiesty. I think Jamar Chase is going to be able to be contained a little bit. I don't think he goes over 100 yards. I don't think he scores. I think if anyone scores, it's Mixon or maybe T. Higgins. Mm. And I think at the end of the day, it's going to be – I'm going to say 31-13. I just don't see the Bengals The Rams got too much to play for, and the Bengals got everything to play for going forward. The Rams is kind of all in right now. Like, that's their motive. And they got one more time to make it, and then they'd be all done. They win a bowl, they go walk off into the sunset, and then they come back and try and do it next year. 31-13. But for me, crazy. 31-13, bro. I mean, that's for my pockets, too. I got a minus. I got the Rams minus four, so as long as they win by five, I don't care. I just want the dub, for real, for real. The dub and Cooper Kupp to score a touchdown. Cooper Kupp to score a touchdown and win. And AD to win finals, not finals MVP, to win a Super Bowl MVP. And I'd be caked up. But at the same time,
I need Cam Bengals to win it, which I know that was the craziest possible thing ever.
I wouldn't be surprised if Cam has a huge game, dude. The Bengals run D is okay, a suspect. I just think you're going to see, not that you saw in the first half last week, the cream kind of rise to the top, and then the Bengals made really good adjustments. I don't think the Rams mess up like the Chiefs did. I think the Chiefs got too pretty with it. I think the Chiefs could have closed them out at the end of that first half when if they took them 3 points, would have put more pressure on the Bengals. But I think the Rams ain't messing up. Like, I think the Rams got a lot to play for. I think Matthew Stafford is done with hearing he can't win big games. I think OBJ wants it. I think Cooper Kupp wants it. I think
AD, I told you, bro.
No, wants it.
Y'all giving me that Eagles vibe like that we got when we won it. The Rams did the Rams this year, even with Whitworth winning Man of the Year and all that. Cooper Kupp winning the award.
Whitworth winning Man of the Year.
Everything is just playing out to like. Y'all gonna win the Super Bowl this year, so I hope y'all do, man. But bro,
listen, and if we lose, don't ask me to come on this.
No, no, fuck that. I was literally about to say, we about to get out of here. You're gonna be on the next episode.
I'll be on. I will.
Accept that invite.
I will.
Don't forget.
I'll eat all my crow.
You're over here with your hat on and your hoodie on. Make
sure I don't think we
lose.
After
the Super Bowl. I don't think we lose. But we're going to get out of here. Bro got to go to dinner, man.
Hey, yo, have fun at dinner, my dude. It was a little bit.
All right, man.